We continue our learning Lili Nishmas David Ben Menachem Lishim Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Leo. We're in a Darim Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet. Vaoda Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says something else. Rabbi Meir says Poskin Lo Min Hakasuv Shavat Torah. You know what can serve as a Pesach? A pasuk from the Torah. Now a pasuk from the Torah. How is that so? Didn't we learn that Kvod Hamakom? You can't be Posech BeKvod Hamakom. You can't say to someone, you know Hashem would be upset with you. That would you take in the neder? And he says, oh, I never would have taken the neder. We say that's not considered a Pesach. So a person would be embarrassed to tell the truth. So maybe that he would have taken the neder anyway. But be embarrassed to say publicly that he wouldn't care about Kvod HaMakom. So therefore, that doesn't serve as a Pesach at all. But regarding a particular Pasuk, so that is acceptable. A person, in fact, would admit that he violates certain Torah commandments. And we're not being embarrassed about that. And therefore, if we tell him, you know, do you realize that you may be violating this particular pasuk? If he says, oh, I didn't realize that, we can believe, I never would have taken the neder otherwise, we can believe him that he's actually telling the truth. So that's what the Mishnah says here. V'odomar Rabbi Meir, poskin lo min hakasuv shebat Torah. V'omim lo, we say to him, ilu ho yisa yodei ashata over alok sikom. Had you known you're in violation of not taking revenge, v'alo sitor, not bearing a grudge, or you can't hate your brother in your heart, or so in all these cases, so let's say he took a neder, let's say for example comes to lo tikom, not taking a nekama. Let's say you have a person refuses to lend someone a particular item, and the other person responds with a neder and says, guess what, I take a neder that you can't use my item. So here, with his neder, is a violation of lo sikom, or lo sistos lechichol bilvavech, or v'havto lechol kamachol. Let's say a person took a neder that he's not ever going to ask how this person, the rush thinks it means, I'm not going to ask how this person is doing, ever. Or he says, I'm not this person because I don't like him, because I hate him, I can't get a benefit from me. So these are cases where he's in violation of lo sistos lechichol bilvavechol, or v'havto lechol kamachol. Or how about the following? V'chei achicha imach. You know you're in violation of v'chei achicha. Had you known your violation of Vichel Chichlimach, had you taken this neder, what's that? So we have an obligation to sustain our friend, our brother. So let's say someone is impoverished, a fellow Jew, we have an obligation to sustain him. And if you take a neder that he can't benefit from you, from any of your nechassim, so essentially, right, in effect, you're saying you're not going to be able to assist him, and you're in violation of this mitzvah Vichel Chichlimach. And the Mishnah explains, Shema Ya'ani, person may become poor, and you will not have based on your neder, you wouldn't be able to give him a parnasa. Ilu va'amar, and you know the person said to the chacham, in fact, ilu ha'yisi yodeyashu kenan, I know I was in violation of any one of these Torah precepts, lo ha'yisi noder, I never would have taken the neder, harei zeh mutter. This is acceptable. This is an acceptable Pesach. It's not like Kvod HaMakom. These particular psukim, these are valid psachim, openings for a particular neder. Now, there is some discussion about the following. Person takes a neder that he's not going to support this particular person. So what's the problem? Why can't the person who takes the neder let him contribute money to the general tzedakah, and then that person goes to the tzedakah? Isn't that what people normally do anyway? They go to the tzedakah of the community. That way you're not directly giving him benefit. So the answer is, the Gemara explained that that's how Machayim and Beis, that people generally go to their friends or their family first. So, in fact, this could be a violation because that's who he's going to go to first before they go to the community charities. Perek Tes Mishnah Hey. Poskin la'adam b'ksuvas ishto. Here, a Pesach regarding a person k'suva, so the Farshim explained, a person took a neder that he's not going to get any hana'ah from his wife. And now the halacha is, so he has to divorce her. Or maybe he took a neder that he's going to divorce his wife. So what is the Pesach we're giving him is regarding the ksuva. How are we opening this in order to, he took a neder, he's going to divorce his wife. Maybe he decided not to divorce his wife, but the neder is that he's going to divorce his wife. Or took a neder, he's not going to get hanah from his wife, and he has to divorce her, but he doesn't want to divorce her. So what Pesach can we give? So you know what we can say? We can say, you know what? Suvasisto, had you realized that now that you divorce your wife and you're going to have to give her the ksuva and you don't have much money, you're going to be left with no nechasim? And Eve responds, ilu ha'isi odeshu kein alois yinoder, had I known that, I never would have taken the neder. We're able to be matir his neder on that basis. Then the Mishnah gives a story. Umaisa, you had a case, ube'echot shenadar mi'ishto hana, a person made a neder that he's not getting enough from his wife. Now he has to pay cash to divorce her. Saying he had enough from your wife, the halacha is you have to divorce her. We learned earlier in Maseches Ksuvas. And the ksuva was of a ksuva sa arba meyos dinarim. And the ksuva was 400 dinar. That's a ksuva that we usually give the besula, customarily the besula of a bas kohen, but nonetheless, a very expensive ksuva. Uva lifnei Rabbi Akiva, the case came in front of Rabbi Akiva. Vichivo litena ksuvasa, and the Rabbi Akiva command told him, said, you are obligated to pay your wife this 400 zuz. Okay, amar lo. So what did this person say? Rebbe, the husband, said, shmone meos dinarim hiniach abba. My father left for 800 dinar, 800 zuz. V'nata lachi arba meos, v'ani arba meos. And my brother took 400, and I took 400. So all I have to my name is 400 zuz, and the ksuva you're telling me I have to pay my wife is 400 zuz? Lo daya shetitol hi masayim, v'ani masayim. Is it not sufficient for her to take 200 and for me to take 200? So just keep in mind that today the ksuva can be paid from metatlin and from money, and it's not a problem at all. The language of the ksuva here of the Mishnah here sounds like that's what's happening. The Gemara explains on Daf Samache that it's not true. It sounds like here the ksuva being paid from cash, that's true, and that was a takon of the Gaonim. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus in Perek Tezayin Halacha Zayin. It's also found in Simon Kuf in Evan Ezer. But in the days of the Gemara, before the days of the Gaonim, the you could only pay the ksuva from karka, from real estate. So not from metaltalin. So we have to understand this mishnah. What does it mean that I have 200? I got 400 zuz, and my brother got 400 zuz from Yerusha. I have to pay the whole 400 to my wife. Nothing left to myself. Can I pay her 200 zuz? So therefore, the Gemara explains that what happened was the father bequeathed 800 dinar worth of land to the sons. And the husband is one of the two brothers. He inherited 400 dinar, but he has no other property besides that. So he came to Rabbi Akiva and said, listen, can I have 200 zuz of land for myself, and I'll pay my wife the 200 zuz out of the 400? So after all, he's basically saying, I'm bankrupt. If I don't have anything else, this is all that I have. And the rule is generally, let's say you have a lover who says, I really have nothing, I have nothing to leave for myself. So does he get to keep anything for himself? So the answer is yes. Gemara Bava Mitzvah on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel says that he has to have food, leave him food for a month and clothing for a year. But obviously would have to pay back more if he eventually gets more. He has to pay back his debt. So here this person says, I need something for myself. Can I have leave some money for myself? Otherwise, I have nothing left. So Amalo, so Rabbi Akiva said, like, Amalo Rabbi Akiva, Afilu ato mocher sa'aro shcha atano sein la ksuvasa. Even if you have to sell the hair on your head, you have to pay her ksuva. Now the Gemara explains the Mishnah also. If you take off or cut human hair, so that's metaltalin. So that also can't be used to pay the ksuva. So therefore, it didn't mean he's going to do that. So the Gemara has explained it means that rather if you would have to sell the hair on your head to give her and you have to pay the ksuva from land. That's what he's talking about. But either way, Rabbi Akiva was pointing out is if this were the case, you have to sell the hair on your head that now you're going to buy land and give to your wife for the ksuva, tanosin la ksuvasa, you would have to pay her the ksuva. So basically, Rabbi Akiva is telling him that you have to pay the whole thing. You can't keep 200 for yourself. Ah, you need the basics, which we said to Gemara Bar Mitzvah Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Sure, you need some clothing and some food. That's okay. But the whole obligation of the ksuva remains in force. You have to pay the entire thing. It has to be paid from land. And that's what you're going to have to pay your wife. Makes no difference, even if you have to sell the hair off your head. Armalo, so this husband said to Rabbi Akiva, Ilu ha'isi yodeh who came? Had I known this, lo ha'isi yodeh, I never would have taken this neder, that I'm going to divorce my wife, or in this case, it was nadash mishtoana, that I'm not getting hanof from my wife, which now, of course, gives me the obligation to divorce. Had I known that I now have to divorce and have to pay for the full ksuba, and this is all the money that I have, I never would have taken this neder, that I can't get hanof from her. Vihitira Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva permitted her. And others say it's vihitiro, basically means that he permitted the neder, or vihitira means he permitted her to the husband. He was able to uproot the neder based on that charata.